Whether and how the Israelis will respond, that's going to be up to them. We understand that and respect that. But the president's been very clear. We don't seek a war with Iran. We're not looking for escalation here. We will continue to help Israel defend itself.
World leaders, the Biden administration, urging Israel not to retaliate for the Iranian drone and missile attack. Let's catch up on the very latest developing details live from Washington. Fox's Jared Halpern. I'm sure it was a very busy weekend behind the scenes there at the White House.
Yeah, President Biden cutting short. He was supposed to be at his home in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware all weekend, cutting that short to return to the White House Situation Room, where he monitored in real time the defense capabilities here of Israel and certainly the U.S. and other allies who were able to down 99% of what was fired from Iran, we're told. At one point, more than 100 ballistic missiles in the air at the same time. One of those shot down by a U.S. Patriot system. Inside of Iraq, notably the Iraqi prime minister will be at the White House later today, Rich, amid these rising tensions in the Middle East. And at a time where the United States and the Iraqi government are negotiating the future of U.S. troops in Iraq. There are about 2,000 U.S. American forces in Iraq right now as part of the anti-ISIS operation. There have been some calls in Baghdad for that to be reduced. The United States also growing a little bit concerned about the growing ties between Iraq and Iran. And so look for this to continue to be a big part of the president's day today.
I would imagine that it also is renewing calls in Congress for action by the House on billions of dollars in military aid for both Israel and Ukraine.
Well, they're going to have to figure that out. They have changed the schedule in the House of Representatives this week to deal with Israeli security assistance. Whether or not that includes Ukraine as well remains to be seen. But you're right, that pressure will be building. House Republicans are meeting this evening as a conference to see if they can come up with a way forward. So that'll be a big story on the Hill this week. Absolutely.
It'll be fascinating to see. You also are watching the motorcade of former President Trump headed to this unprecedented trial in New York. I wonder how much attention that gets there in Washington. You get a sense of that?
It'll get a lot. I mean, listen, I don't think the president himself is going to spend a lot of time looking at it. But from a purely, you know, historic standpoint, obviously a big part of the election, this is extraordinary, right? A former president facing criminal charges, the first of four trials that former President Trump could face. And it kicks off today in pretty extraordinary fashion. So it will certainly get some attention as it relates to the Republican nominee for president.
Wow. Fox's Jared Halpern, part of our live team coverage in Washington every weekday. Appreciate it.